Oh, my. Who do we have here? Oh, my goodness. Is that Larry King's mother?
Good morning. It's Larry King's mother. I'm traveling across country to go see Larry in California because he's too lazy to come see me for Hanukkah. So I'm going to see him, and I thought I'd stop by because you guys were so lovely the last time I was here.
I always love when you're here, Larry King's mother, because you announce that you're Larry King's mother. It is so unique.
Well, that's kind of my claim to fame, you know? I was really just a regular chutzpah back in the day, but, you know, now I'm Larry King's mother. He's kind of a big deal. He's not quite as big of a deal as he used to be at one time, but, you know, you take what you can get.
Your son, Larry, of course, he's 84, so can I ask, without being slapped in the face, how old are you, Larry King's mother?
Well, if you remember, the last time I was here, I was 136 years old. Now I'm 138, and I'm getting along pretty well for my age, if I do say so myself.
138? If I do the math, you had Larry when you were 54?
Well, yes, Larry was my 27th child.
Oh, my goodness gracious. God bless you, Larry King's mother.
Yes, 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 God bless me for sure. He blessed me. Larry was the last one, though. After Larry, I quit, and it's a good thing I did.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because Larry never had any kids of his own, you know, so...
That's true. He had to focus on his career. Now, I understand that your 27th child, Larry, just had his 84th birthday. What did you get him for his birthday?
Well, I really can't say because I've got it with me. I haven't seen him, so I'm on my way to visit him for Hanukkah, you know, the celebration of lights. We're going to light the menorah and make some dreidels and whatever else we decide to do, but I'll give you a little hint. It's not another wife.
Well, I don't know what you can get your son, because according to Wikipedia here, it says that your son's net worth in 2010, and I'm sure he's made a lot more money since then, is $144 million. Were you aware of that?
Really? No, I didn't know that. I wish I'd have known. I think he's been teasing me about how much he actually makes, because he's always asking me to borrow money.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes.
Is he using that money to sit in the front row at Dodger games?
Well, that's probably part of it, because I'll bet those tickets are pricey.
Yeah, he was at the World Series. I saw him up front, but it looked like he was a little sleepy. He might have fallen asleep at one point.
Well, you know, Larry's getting up there. You know, he needs his naps, and Larry's always been kind of lazy. You know, when he worked, he only worked an hour a day on TV. It's the only time I ever saw him do anything, and just sitting there in front of a microphone talking on TV and interviewing people. And, you know, it's a pretty good job. I didn't realize you could make $144 million just by sitting in front of the camera for an hour every day.
Now, this might be a very touchy subject, Larry King's mother, but I have to go there and I have to ask you this, because your son Larry was a TV host on CNN,
right.
And you know what's been happening lately. It seems like almost every news host lately has been getting in trouble.
Oh, sure.
Do you think it's possible your son could have done anything like that and be in trouble?
Do I think it's possible? I don't think there's any doubt about it. Are we talking about the same guy here? I mean, we talked about before. I don't know, I'm 138 years old, and you seem to be the one that has the memory problems here. Because last time I was here, we talked about, you know, Larry went through a new wife or girlfriend every other episode. You know, so you know that for all the women he was ever with, there's several that he tried to get with that they turned him down. You would think. Well, unless they realize he had $144 million.
So if you kind of do the math here, your son Larry has been married about as often as you had children.
Oh, probably even more so. I lost count after a while, you know. But you know, I got a question for you. Where's that Todd Clover? He was a nice-looking guy. I remember the last time I was here. I kind of, you know...
Single.
He was the... Ooh.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of my trip last time. I still don't understand that ooh he's got on his license plate, but he was a good-looking guy. I was going to take him with me to California if he wanted to go, make him some latkes, and we could spin the dreidel, you know? It's kind of like spin the bottle, except for older folks like me and Todd Clover.
Spin the dreidel. Never heard of that one. That's pretty interesting. Well, he did just have a birthday not too long ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, wish him a happy birthday for me the next time you see him.
Well, you just did. He listens to us every morning,
oh,
I'm pretty
good.
Sure.
Hi, Todd Clover.
Okay,
happy birthday.
So
happy Hanukkah.
So you said that Larry likes to take naps. You're 138. Do you take a lot of naps?
No, I'm on several prescription medications. at this point. So, you know, sleep is kind of a hit and miss thing for me. But, you know, it works out all right because I have one of these energetic type personalities that, you know, just kind of keeps me going. I'm like a 138-year-old wrinkly version of the Energizer Bunny.
Do you, dare I ask this final question? Do you still drive?
Well, how do you think I got it, you schmuck? I had told you I'm driving across. Man, this guy, how old are you?
I'm 41.
You sure you're not 241? I think the wheel's slow. Turning, but I think maybe the hamster's dead. But no, it's lovely
probably
to
accurate.
See you. I kid a lot. You know, I tease. I like to tease. You know, Larry got his sense of humor from me.
Oh, no, I have to ask you. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgive me. I kind of lied. I said that was the last question. But I have one more
is
for
you.
Is
this one of those off-the-wall things like you asked that honey guy that does the basketball stuff?
Yeah, the honey guy. Yeah. I do. I ask him off-the-wall questions.
Mr. Underwood.
Underwood. Yes, that's correct. Larry King's mother. We're talking Larry King's mother. She dropped by. She's 138. We've established that. And her son, Larry, just turned 84 on November the 19th, worth $144 million or more. Have you ever heard of Dawn Hyland? Have you met Dawn Hyland, Larry King's mother?
Well, you know, that name kind of rings a bell. Would he have been with Warren Buffett at the...
Gates?
Well, the Microsoft guy.
Yes.
Yeah, they were... What were they at? They were at this thing in New York on Long Island, and it was a business something or other. They had some kind of weird name for it.
Industrial Business Service?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Is he kind of a funny-looking guy with graying hair, a little portly?
Sure, yeah.
Is that,
I think you met him, yeah.
Yeah, kind of got a low, kind of monotone voice, you know. Thinks he's real smart.
Yeah, definitely. You've met him,
yeah,
then. Whines a lot.
I think that's the guy.
Whines
he reminds
a lot.
Me, he's like a little, you know, shorter, heftier version of Larry. And then just kind of a know-it-all. But a nice guy.
Well, I know you have to go. You're on a tight schedule here.
I do. I've got a long ways to go. I'm supposed to be to California by tomorrow at noon.
Oh, wow. You're going to have to drive fast.
It's a good thing I don't sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, except for the people on the roadway with you, Larry King's mother.
But you guys have a lovely holiday and a happy Hanukkah, and it was lovely to see you again, and I'll let you know the next time I can stop by.
It was lovely to see you as well, and I must say you have replaced Santa this year, because Santa usually comes and visits us here right before Christmas on the show, but I understand Santa has been just overwhelmed with more and more people in the world to give presents to, he's just got too busy of a schedule. He's not available to pop in. So you were a pleasant surprise and fill-in for Santa Claus, and I'm sure that makes you feel really good, Larry King's mother.
Well, it does. It's nice to be needed and wanted. At my age, you know, that doesn't happen very often anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that Larry isn't in touch with you and letting you know how much money he's really making.
All right, and I have to drive cross-country. If I'd known he had $144 million, I'd have made him buy me a plane ticket.
Does he know you're coming?
Yeah.
Does he really?
I think so. As far as I know.
Okay, just want to make sure. Well, that's Larry King's mother, everybody.
If he doesn't, Larry, I'm coming.
All right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, well, good luck with your travels. Larry King's mother, our guest today on Waterside Wake Up. Good to see you. Safe travels, Larry King's mother.
Take care.
8:14 is our time, 22 degrees. Maybe next time when Larry King's mother's here, she'll have time to pop in and say hi to Todd Clover. That would be good stuff. Oh, man, there she goes right there. Mm-hmm. It takes a little bit while to get to the door. But she's pretty quiet. Like she's right now, she's kind of just walking slowly out the door. Chad, what'd you think about that? Larry King's mother joining us today.
You know, it was good to see her. It's been a while.
Yeah.
She's a fun lady.
She is. She has more hair on her head than a lot of men my age.
This is true.
Yeah, she's doing okay. She's doing all right.
True.
She seems to be a spry lady.
Yeah,
very spry.
I hope I'm that spry when I'm 80,
very,
let alone however old she, what was she, 138
138, now? Very, very sharp, very impressive. Sharp. Absolutely. Sharper than her son Larry, perhaps.
Something
I don't know.
We should all strive to be is more like that lady.
Absolutely, I agree. And the way she talks is just very unique.